You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, we were just listening to Elroy for good reason there, Tess. And what was that good reason?
Oh, they're just friends with some people that I just interviewed on the weekend.
Some of your good friends, eh?
No, I was very lucky to interview Warpaint before they opened for the Foals on Saturday. And absolute fangirl moment for me. And Sarah was also there and was also...
fangirling hard.
Yeah. So excuse if that comes through on the interview.
I think it was the best kind of interview, and you can hear someone's geeking out along with you as well.
Yeah. But We interviewed them at the town hall, so we'll play that for you now. I started by asking them how their gig was in Wellington at the San Fran, because they played there the night before.
Did they have a solo show at San Fran?
Yeah.
Oh, cool as. Well, yeah. We'll have a listen to it now. This is Warpaint with Tess at the town hall.
Radical. That was great. Fun, like, packed club. It's always cool when you play somewhere you've never played, because, you know, the people who like you, who have been following you, can... Yeah. You can tell they are ready for it.
Recently been touring with your good friends, MGMT. How was that?
It was really fun. Yeah, it was a great tour. Yeah, it was really fun. I don't know. We are friends with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went to a lot of, like, video game barcades and stuff. And yeah, it was really fun. Played a lot of pinball.
It's easier to hang with a band when you're in, like, Cleveland, Ohio, and like middle America and stuff, and there's not really that much to do, or like Oklahoma City and Iowa. It was just that kind of tour, so
you get to know each other.
There aren't like a lot of friends and family coming to the shows or something.
Yeah, you're all you've got.
So will this be your first tour with Foals?
We did Laneway with them in 2011, but I think that's it.
We haven't actually toured with them.
But we're pretty good buds with them since then. I think that's when we all met, right?
Well, we'd see them in London and stuff too, like all over. We'd run into each other at festivals, and it's been going on for years.
I just went to their show in LA, and we found out that we were both playing Splendor, and then they were like, wait, why don't you just come play the shows with us? Yeah.
Was that how that happened? I didn't know that.
And was your first trip to New Zealand for Laneway 2010?
Mm-hmm. I think it was 2011.
Well.
I'm a lot clearer of a person. It feels fun and nice. Last time I was here, we had flown from Singapore, and I had like a 5-hour migraine on an airplane, and then played the show. So my Auckland experience of that show was kind of a blur. But then we had a really nice time in Auckland with our friend Elroy. Elroy Finn, I believe he just put a record out. Check it out.
So speaking of records, are you guys looking at a fourth album now?
No, we're just a jam band now. We just tour.
Covers.
We kind of just started gathering and collecting ourselves with the, just getting ready to get into the album making.
Yeah.
We Stella has a house out in the desert in California, like Joshua Tree. And she has a studio, so we went out there and just kind of did show and tell of what we've all been working on, and working on some songs. So it felt like, as Stella put it, it was the opening ceremonies. Really peaceful. It's always really nice when we kind of get away and I'm just the four of us together, and there's not any distractions or any people around, just us.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you guys have a lot of other projects on. What kind of other things have you been working on lately?
Just myself. There's a lot of recovery from touring so much that you need to do.
Yeah.
But I've been actually working on a house. I got a house in the desert as well.
Oh.
Make it a little vacation rental and kind of just getting into that.
And how do you find juggling these projects with your Warpaint stuff as well?
I think if you don't take on too many things, it's doable. But I tend to try to do too many things and then I get stressed out. And I have a kid, so... but it's fun. It's actually, if you get into a pattern of doing things all the time, it actually fuels each one, and you kind of feel like you're just going and you're inspired. And sometimes stopping can be stagnating.
And speaking of going on for a long time, you guys have just celebrated 15 years of Warpaint. How was that?
Mm-hmm. That was fun. We had a great show.
Yeah,
with lots of friends, bands and stuff, 2-day little festival type thing in LA, and it was I think it was a lot of stress for especially Jen, because she was helping to put it on, And leading up to it, it was just felt a little intense. But then when it happened, it was like so, such a beautiful thing to have all our friends that we've had for so long, to be playing with them. And it's like a family that we have in LA now. And just also felt like something special.
I don't think we would have necessarily arranged a party for ourselves to celebrate ourselves. And it kind of came together because these kids who already put the festival on and our 15 years coincided, so it was kind of like almost like an excuse to like make this festival. But to actually celebrate it and have people there who kept being like, you know, that's amazing, congratulations, and to actually take a second to appreciate the road, I think it was actually really good for us to just have a moment of appreciation for what we do and the celebration. It was like that, because we had been touring for so long, and then we did that, and there was like a little bit like, okay, we're gonna do this other show, or maybe a little resistance at first, and then you do it, and it's actually really invigorating for us as a band too, to just like have that home show and to be like, oh wow, this feels really good. And same with the MGM tour. And this, it's like, they're kind of easy and nice, and they can be really good for us as a band, because sometimes the other kind of touring, when you're only doing your own shows, it can be just so grueling and really like can get a little straining on the relationships, like anybody, when you're just with people in planes, trains, and automobiles and close quarters all the time, you know.
Yeah, that must have been a massive time of reflection for you. How do you feel like Warpaint has changed or evolved over the years?
It's kind of hard to have perspective.
I mean, I definitely think we've gotten closer as opposed to growing further apart. We've become more open and accepting and like understanding of each other and more compassionate, which I think is a testament to who we are, as opposed to like having, you know, getting more and more bitter over things that maybe we didn't get along over before, you know? And so that's really refreshing. Because it is challenging to be in close, like in a creative working relationship with other people, and to be able to share the space. And I just love that we're getting even better at it as we go along. And so I think when we're touring, we actually are a lot closer than we have ever been, and it feels really good. It feels lighter than maybe it has in the past.
Do you feel like you still have some of that excitement you had when you were going places for the first time?
I think sometimes.
Yesterday was incredible.
Yeah.
Like being in Wellington and having time, having like mornings and like having some time to like actually spend in the town definitely makes the experience really nice.
Yeah.
I enjoy playing shows more than I used to too, which I think is it's like actually, I was like, whoa.
Do you think that's because you've got some more experience now, or you're more sort of comfortable?
I just think I'm not as hungover as I used to be. And so my priorities would just be like, I'm tired. Now I'm like, oh, I'm bored, I want to play.
And you guys are heading over to Splendor very soon. How are you feeling for that?
Good.
Yeah. We haven't been there since 2011 or something, or was it 13? It's a long time.
I don't even remember what that was.
It's really beautiful there. Yeah. But when we went there, I think the last time we were there, we were kind of in and out. And this time we get to stay in Byron for the night before. And then I think we might not have to like rush out after our show and stuff. Yeah, because it's pretty, pretty. Yeah. It's like set in like in nature.
How does Splendor compare to some of the other festivals you've played? You've obviously played some huge gigs, and so playing in Australia in the winter must be a little bit of a different experience.
I feel like I was saying, we were so in and out at that festival, one of those festivals where you know, when we're lucky enough to stay a little bit, I really like to go get into it. But I remember not even getting, I don't even think I ever saw the front of a stage.
Yeah, we didn't.
So this will be it.
Yeah.
I think I might go on Thursday night to see Mystics too, which is Jono and Jonti. Jono Maa and Jonti. Yeah. Mystics is just too good.
Yeah,
it's just so them. They truly are.
Ah, nice. And for tonight's show, what can people expect? Is it a trip down memory lane with some of your old stuff?
Nudity. Combo platter. I guess, yeah, I mean, we try to be conscientious. We try to be conscientious when we play places. If we've if we haven't played in a while, or, you know, try to, you know, bring something interesting and maybe new if we've played there a lot, or if we haven't played there, like, bring something old out that we don't usually play. So if you are a fan and we haven't been here since 2011 and you happen to be coming to see us as well as Foles, then,
yeah.
Then it's not just like only the new record or something, you know.
That was cool, Tess.
Yeah, so that was Teresa and Emily from Warpaint. It was very cool. It was a very fangirl moment. And
fair enough. They're
very excited.
Bloody legends.
Yeah,
they are
legends. And it was really nice to chat with them. And I hear, I couldn't unfortunately go on Saturday, but I heard it was very, very good.
Yeah, if you went along to see Foles and Warpaint, you know, flick us a text or give us a call and let us know what you thought of it, eh?
Yeah.
They seem like such nice people as well.
Very nice people. Lovely, very lovely to interview them.
Well, it was a great interview, Tess. We're going to listen to Undertow now by Warpaint. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. Do get in touch if you saw them on Saturday. I'd love to hear what you thought. This is War Paint with Undertow. Lots of love for your interview coming in on the texts, Tess.
That's really nice.
It is really nice. Great interview, Tess. It certainly was. Lots of people texting in about the gigs as well. Someone said they flew down to Wellington to see the solo show, their favourite band, and they didn't disappoint. Thanks, Amy, for that. Also, someone said they're in their 50s. They introduced their daughter to War Paint when she was in years 12, 13 years ago. She went to the concert and they didn't. Sad face.
That's so sad.
But apparently she loved it, so it was great. And someone else says, great to hear from War Paint. Good interview. It certainly was, Tess. That will all be up on the B-casts if you've missed it.
So big ups to Teresa and Emily for making the time to have a wee chat.
And big ups to you, Tess. That was a great interview.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.